Blog Talk Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Good morning, Southern California horse racing fans, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Backstretch Chatter. My name is Eddie the Hat, and my pleasure to be with you on this Thursday blustery morning in Southern California. Thursday, August 13th is the day, and we are approaching the weekend of another race week here in Southern California at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. And wish to congratulate all of our clients. Yesterday we had a very nice day out at the racetrack yesterday. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. And I just wanted to let our listeners know, take care of a little bit of business first. We're brought to you each and every Thursday, 7:30 to 8. And we're brought to you courtesy of horseracing-selections.com. And if you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website, well, please take the time to do so now. And we've got a lot of cool information that you can use for free, lots of links that take you to free stuff. We got some really cool videos, beginner horse racing videos that are located in our library section. And of course, we have free plays too. And all you need to do, take advantage of that, is simply visit our site at horseracing-selections.com. Or you can also follow us on Twitter, horseracingpick. Well, that's easy. Horseracingpick. And you'll get the same selection tweeted to your home office, mobile device, however you want to get it. We'll get it out to you each and every racing day. Okay, let's go ahead and recap yesterday, because I'll tell you, a little bit of luck, and we really would have been in the money. But as the racing gods tend to be sometimes, they tend to be a little fickle, a little teasing. Such was the case yesterday. And folks, it all started in the first race. With Ricky Aguirre's first-time starter, Run Brioni Run. Now, this was a push that we got from our clockers, and 22-1. This nicely bred filly, trained by Ricky Aguirre, ridden by Brice Blanc, very far back early, came running through the lane to run second at 22-1, returned 10-20 and $5 to show. We got beat by the filthy favorite, a good-looking horse from the Bob Baffert Barn beat us easily at $2.60. But you know what? If you played it the way we told you to play it, Run Brioni Run came rolling home for us at 10.20 and $5, and not a bad way, certainly, to start off the day on yesterday, on a Wednesday. And we came back in the fourth race with Rush of the Day at $8. That was a nice winner from Gary Studi's barn. And congratulations to the Connections. That paid a nice $8. Hollywood Don took down the fifth race for clients at $9.80. Then we cool off a little bit, folks. Sixth and seventh. Well, we had Yanis. Our bankroll play came home. You know, folks, this horse really never seems to get any respect at all at the windows. We've liked this horse all along, been no secret, and he's able to, the Ridgeling was able to come home and pay a fairly decent $3.60, we thought. He looked very impressive, rated, surprisingly. And, you know, interestingly enough, we're not sure the horse broke maybe a step slow and didn't show the speed that he normally shows, because this guy has quarter horse quickness out of the gate. But yeah, he rated yesterday. New tactics. Not sure if he was taken a hold of purposely out of the gate or if he just broke a step slow. But he was very impressive in his win. And the runner-up in this race, folks, Athens, was never going to get by. Yanis just dug in the last 16th of a mile when it looked like he might get beaten, and just showed his class and paid $3.60. And then what really hurt in the eighth race, we had another horse, 13-1, Recalibrating, which was a very close second. This not only would have been a nice win payoff for our clients, paid $9 to place, but also killed us in the late pick four. And so anyway, needless to say, nice day yesterday out at the track, but it certainly could have been a lot better. But like I said, hey, you know what? The racing gods can sometimes be very, very cruel. If you're wondering where Josh Hanna is, our partner in crime, our NorCal correspondent, he had a previous engagement this morning. He's not going to be with us, but have faith. He has given me his plays that he likes today. He's got two going at Del Mar this afternoon, which he likes. So we will have those for you the second half of our show. So bear with us. And let's travel out and take a peek at the standings as they are right now out at Del Mar. Rafael Bejarano. Now, these, of course, are through yesterday. And Rafael Bejarano is leading the pack with 20. We have Tyler Bays with 18 wins. Joe Talamo with 16. Flavian Pratt with 14. Mario Gutierrez with 12. And Santiago Gonzalez rounds out the field with 11. As far as the trainer standings go, Doug O'Neill leads the way with 12, Jerry Hollendorfer with 9, Peter Miller with 9. Those two are deadlocked. And then, of course, we have Richard Baltos, John Sadler, with 8 apiece, and Phil D'Amato with 7, and Mike Pipey rounds out with 6. So congratulations to everybody who's having a decent meet. I don't think there's any surprises really right now in either the jockey or the trainer standings, but that's how they sit at the moment. Okay. Also, wanted to go back to yesterday's action, and Bob Baffert, well, what can we say, you know, what can you say about Bob? He always seems to have a plethora of top horses, and he unleashed one yesterday, pretty and cool, in the 7th race. Looks like this filly might have a little, let's just say, a little bit of a future ahead of her. The daughter of Scat Daddy won. She remains undefeated. Broke her maiden in the slop at Del Mar in her debut. I have to say that I might have underrated that race just a little tiny bit. She looked very impressive in crushing her maiden rivals. She came back yesterday in the Sorrento in the Grade 2 and looked just as impressive, if not more so. So definitely write down the name Pretty and Cool. Keep an eye on her as she goes up the ladder, goes through her conditions, because she looks like she might be a talented racehorse in her own right, and definitely deserves to be followed. And again, it's amazing with the quality of horses that Baffert seems to have. American Pharoah all the way down, of course, and what can you say? The man obviously knows what he's doing. He's given the horses by clients that go to the sale, they swing the bat, and they bring home some very, very good livestock, and Bob certainly knows how to develop them and turn them into runners. So that's a horse we definitely need to keep an eye on. As if today's card's not exciting enough, I have to say that we are looking forward to preseason football tonight. So head out to the track, get home in time to tune on your TV and watch some preseason football. There's 6 games tonight, and then, of course, in between snaps, check out Friday's card, because Friday's action at Del Mar is going to be pretty good, you know, in its own right. And, of course, don't forget, first post on Friday is a late 4 p.m. post. So don't get caught napping, as we like to say. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout. This is your cue. Go refresh that beverage of choice. Run an errand around the house, and when we come back, we'll have some free plays for you, and we will dissect a race for you today, which I haven't really decided which one yet, but we're going to take a peek and come up with something for you. And then we have 2 horses, of course, from Josh that we're going to be giving you that he likes today. So after a quick timeout, we'll be back with more Backstretch Chatter.
On. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them 7 and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
Okay, horse racing fans, thank you. You are back with Eddie the Hat on Backstretch Chatter. Thank you for tuning in, whether it be live or archived. And let's hop right to it. We've got some race picks for you today that will hopefully get you started and put some cash in your wallet. And we're going to hop over to Josh's Corner. And unfortunately, Josh couldn't be with us this morning. He had a previous engagement. And we're going to go ahead and pass along his selections that he likes today out at Del Mar. We don't have to wait too long because he likes the horse in the opener. We like to hear that because I myself, growing up, even to this day, love starting the day off with a winner. I think what it does for the psyche is it's a very put some cash in your wallet kind of the mentality. Hey, I'm playing with the tracks money, and it kind of helps the mental outlook a little bit. So that's always a good thing. So maybe that's why I like the daily level. A lot, the old traditional first and second race double as much as I do. But anyway, without further ado, is his release that he likes, and it's number two, Alteria, or Alteria, however you want to call it. And this is the number two horse here, Sean McCarthy, Train, and then we have Perez in the Irons. This is an interesting horse on paper, dropping from maiden 30, or actually, I'm sorry, it's dropping from the maiden special weight to a maiden 30. And these kind of horses, I'm going to tell you, when you see a horse that drops from the maiden special ranks to the maiden claimers, it's a very significant drop, folks, obviously. But I think what I like about this play here and what I like about this particular angle is they're not dropping the horse to 20. They're keeping it a peg above 30. And why they are admitting, okay, this horse isn't as good as we initially thought, they still think that the horse has got a little bit of ability, a little bit of talent. So instead of dropping it to the maiden basement level, they're keeping it at the maiden 30 level. And that's a little bit of encouragement. But this daughter of Canthros ran okay in her debut. She checked in fourth, finished with a little bit of run, and is fresh. Hasn't been seen since Losail, and is coming back with a little bit more real estate to work with. And so Alteria, number two in the first race, is Josh's play here. And not sure how he would recommend you play it, but I'll step in and tell you that you're going to probably want to have a couple of bucks to win in place, and of course in the exotics as well. Let's go ahead and stick with this race. What the heck? We'll use this horse, or we'll use this race as our race that we're going to dissect a little bit here this morning for everybody. The horses that that I think you need to use as far as the to kick off the pick five, I would use the 1, 2, 3, 4, and the 6, the outside horse. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. I'm sorry, the outside horse, number 7, twosome. I'd spread a little bit of in this race, and I'll tell you why. Because you've got some horses, quite frankly, in here. When I initially looked at this race, they all looked the same. And, you know, that can be really dangerous when you look at a race. Nothing really drops off the page, jumps off the page at you, and says, look at me. I'm sitting on a big effort. They all kind of look the same. And so I would definitely spread a little bit. Once again, in the pick five, I would use the 1, 3, 4, and the outside horse, the 7, twosome. That's how I would suggest to start the pick five. We kind of like the horse a little bit in here. Not a real strong opinion, but we like the 3 horse in this race, Canadian Exchange, Leonard Powell horse, switching from the turf back to the dirt. He's coming out, or rather she is coming out of a flat mile on the grass, and she's sprinting, showing a little bit of ability doing so in her debut. Back at Los Alamitos when she ran 4th to Penny and Mitzi, Dynastar Intention, flashed good speed and kind of raced evenly thereafter. Canadian Exchange would be our top play. So if you want to come back and use a 2-3 box with Josh's selection and our selection, Canadian Exchange, I think you're getting a fair price with her on the morning line, the 3-1. I'd box those two. And daily double players, I would probably spread as well here. It's a tough race, very tough race. And there's a couple of first-time starters in here that we don't know, unknown commodities. And looks a little difficult here. So good luck. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of luck because, like I said, I always like starting the day off with a winner. Definitely. Very, very positive. Okay, Josh's other play. He likes a horse here in the 4th race. And this is a horse that we concur with him wholeheartedly. This horse is a nice, juicy 12-1 on the morning line. And Hidden Sensation, drawn on the outside, Joe Talamo. This horse has got sneaky speed. Don't be surprised if you see this this guy go wire to wire here. He's putting the blinkers back on. Going for new connections today. Steve Miotti took him out of his last race, which was a race over the course in which he was trounced by Newfound Gold, Brando the Birdman, and Financial District. However, he was off a bit slow. He offered no rally, and Kent DeSormo jumps off. Joe Talamo jumps on, new connections, adding the blinkers, and a very positive step up in class for his new connections. And again, this horse has got some sneaky speed, folks. He very well could find himself on the lead and wiring the group in the fourth race. So that is Josh's other pick, and I have to agree. Looks very positive as well in the fourth race. All right. Folks, don't forget, first post today is the normal 2.05 p.m. And we wish you luck if you're heading on out to the track down at Del Mar, or if you're just going to be betting from your home office, whatever you call your base, home base or home office or whatever. If you're heading out to simulcast, don't forget 2:05 today, 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then back on the 2:05 schedule Saturday and Sunday. So whatever you decide to do, take care of business, get it done, and good luck with your wagers today. Nothing else really today as we're looking at the rest of the card. It's a competitive card, some decent races. Don't forget, jump in, get involved in that first race. And it's that's a tough one. I'll tell you, the more I look at it, the more confused I am. But again, Josh likes the two-horse, Alteria, and we have a solid push on the three, Canadian Exchange. So I guess what I'm telling you, bet an exacta box with those two horses, and you might want to put a couple of bucks to win in place on both. If you're going to spread in the pick five or in the double, again, the horses to use would be the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7. And good luck. A horse that, real quick, that we might be eliminating a little bit too soon is the 6-horse Jazzed, making his 6th start to the post without a win, dropping numbers. This horse ran not visually impressive last time. We have some knocks with him. He's 7-2 on paper. He looks like he could be a contender, but we purposely left him off a lot of the plays because of his last race. So make what you want of that information, but good luck if you decide to partake, and we hope you do, because you can't win if you're not playing. All right, folks, well, it is that time of morning, and where we have to say farewell and to you, and we hope that you join us next Thursday, same time, same place, and we'll be back, Josh will be back with us. We're working on a couple of special guests that might be with us in the upcoming week, so stay tuned for that. We always like to have youngsters on, new talent, and people that might not be widely recognized in the racing industry now, but certainly will be down the road. So stay tuned for that information. And folks, until then, may all your bets be winning ones. And we hope to see you soon in the cashier's line. Until next week, folks, good luck.